KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating the vehicle ramming in New Orleans as an act of terror. 10 people were killed, at least 35 injured after someone drove a pickup truck through a Bourbon Street crowd at about 3 o'clock this morning. Jimmy Cothran saw it from a balcony.
Body after body mangled, just as far as you could see. We counted 10, and at least 6 were instantly clearly deceased.
Authorities say the driver shot and injured 2 police officers before he was killed by police. He's not been identified, but authorities now say they found improvised explosive devices and they were determined to be viable. The police commissioner, Ann Kirkpatrick, says
he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
City says it's working on security ahead of tonight's Sugar Bowl college football game. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspirus pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking 2 different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over, and then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11. And so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into 2 sets that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And throughout her entire life, that's what we've seen from Kamala Harris. The steel of her spine, the steadiness of her upbringing, the honesty of her example, and yes, the joy of her laughter and her light. It couldn't be more obvious. Of the two major candidates in this race, only Kamala Harris truly understands the unseen labor and unwavering commitment that has always made America great.
That's right. Yay! All right, here we are. What day is it? I'm so tired.
This is day three of
the DNC.
But we've been in Chicago for 5 days.
I don't remember. Yes, because we had Sexy Liberal first.
That's right.
The seasons have changed since I've been here.
Speaking of the seasons, the weather this week has been phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Did you see day one? There was a giant rainbow over Chicago welcoming Harris, Harris Wald.
Yeah.
I love this. On Fox News, Karl Rove said Democrats are falling in line and in love with Kamala Harris. This is their worst nightmare. Yeah. It's really true.
Exactly.
Since when are Democrats in such a disturbing level of array?
I'm disturbed.
It is real. I mean, we're hiring DJs for our roll calls? What is happening?
Brought out Lil Jon to say turn down for what during Georgia?
What?
Hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm watching. I'm like, what? This is a roll call?
Yeah. And Lil Jon was a contestant on The Celebrity Apprentice in season 4. So that was his way of turning his back on Donald Trump.
So many different ways to say F you.
Absolutely.
To Trump. Thank you, Olivia Troy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie Grisham.
Yes.
Thank you, all the,
Mayor
all the Republicans.
Mesa.
Yes.
That parade of Republicans that they had at the beginning of the day yesterday was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the cheers that they got from our crowd.
I know. It's see, come join us.
Yes.
Look how warm and welcoming it is over here.
In our
Look.
Bosom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, snuggle into our... I know, I was trying to call my better angels when Barack Obama asked us to. But I'm like, but they're such douchebags, Barack. Do we have to be nice to all of the douchebags? I think because we're in the media world.
Yeah.
We are... I mean, It's just, I tweeted like this joyful little video of me and Dana Goldberg when we ran into Charlotte Clymer, who's going to join us later today, who's this amazing trans, you know, activist and writer and just, you know, obviously a military, former military member. And it's just, of course, some maggots like, oh, the DNC, where men pretend to be women. It's just like, F you. Like, that issue. Danica Rome, I ran into. I tweeted a picture. Mark Takano, our congressman, who we're going to try to get on as well. But I just, this issue always sticks in my head. Even if you don't understand trans people, what's it to you?
Right. Right.
Again,
they're not bothering
mind your own damn business.
Right.
Like, what do you care?
Right.
That you have to, how is it affecting your life that you feel like you have to be mean?
Not one iota.
Oh, anyway, she could not be more lovely, Charlotte. Yeah. So she will join us in a bit. But yeah, I just love how people, when you're here, you're just like, I'm not really watching a lot of media coverage, but I'm like, is this another clutch the pearls from the New York Times? Kamala Harris' latest move seems meant to get under Trump's skin. Yeah, okay.
So?
Like, I think they're not used to Democrats fighting like this, and they're just like, well, that's just rude. Like, David Axelrod apparently said, oh, Hillary should not have let those lock him up cheers go on.
F
it's like,
you.
Oh, F you, David Axelrod.
God.
Of all people, you don't think Hillary Clinton is owed a moment. And she didn't say anything.
Right.
She just smiled. I mean, she was the target of all that. And it's so if she took a moment to... Just, you know, take that in and just smile at the irony. Like, so
what?
Oh, my God.
Let people have their joy.
Yeah.
Stop sucking the joy out of everything.
I know. Just the whole, it went too late. And it's you know what? You get paid a lot of money, media. Just shut up.
Yeah.
It's like we're having a big joy fest here.
Right.
And it runs a little long.
Right.
You know?
Have an expense account here. Stop belly aching.
Right. Just shut up. This is in the New York Times. Ms. Harris's choice of venue, meaning Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the latest in a series of aggressive moves that seem designed to get under Mr. Trump's notoriously thin skin. Crowd size is one of the former president's most reliable bugbears.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Yes.
And so
exactly.
What?
They're doing it right.
Right. I mean, that it is like A-level trolling. Yep. And he is the most thin-skinned candidate ever. It's so easy to get in his head.
It makes me wonder if we have a lot of people from the former Trump administration working inside on PSYOPs, you know, telling our side how to get under his skin, because everything that's been done has been designed to get under his skin.
Yeah. I mean, this one, pro-Trump CNN analyst literally complains the DNC wasn't white enough. He said, who is this? David Urban complained the DNC's first night wasn't white or male enough, featuring lots of women of color. Oh, eek.
Chicks.
And in a program that did not target his own demographic.
Eek, a girl.
You know, Jody, I think we can say that no one has been more downtrodden in America than the white male. And so he would like a little more programming targeted
to him.
He said, actually a white man from Scranton named Joe Biden kicked off the program along with a lot of white men, union leaders, workers, Trump voter, a Southern governor, but that wasn't enough this guy. He said there was nothing in night one for his demographic in a program very heavy on abortion with lots of women of color and women.
Maybe it's not all about this guy. It's not all about you.
Maybe we're not for you. If you feel like you're too offended. I mean, first of all, that's the thing, a beautiful thing about the Democratic Party. Lots of white men have spoken here.
Sure.
But we're a big tent. We actually are a big tent.
Some white Republicans have spoken.
Oh, my God.
Saying we can't elect Donald Trump.
Right, right. So this was the moment I was talking to the mayor about Doug Emhoff. Oh, God, how adorable is he?
Yeah.
Seriously, Jody, between Doug Emhoff and Tim Walz, I might go straight. I'm feeling out of fluidity. I didn't know men came like that.
You're feeling life down there again?
I didn't. Yeah, I'm feeling new. It's like reanimating. maybe I'm even ovulating again. I'm not. Oh, no, that's probably not that. Okay, here's Doug Emhoff.
In 2013, I walked into a contentious client meeting. We worked through the issue, and by the end of the meeting, the now happy client offered to set me up on a blind date, which is how I ended up with Kamala Harris's phone number. Now, for generations, people have debated when to call the person you're being set up with.
Mm-hmm.
And never in history has anyone suggested 8:30 a.m.
Hilarious.
I've done that, though. I've done that at 8:30.
Well, we get up at ass o'clock to us. It's like, it's almost midnight. What, you're not up yet? He went on.
And yet, that's when I dialed. I got Kamala's voicemail, and I just started rambling. Hey, it's Doug. I'm on my way to an early meeting. Again, it's Doug.
joke.
Oh, no.
I remember I was trying to grab the words out of the air and just put them back in my mouth. And for what seemed like far too many minutes, I hung up. By the way, Kamala saved that voicemail. And she makes me listen to it on every anniversary.
Oh, boy.
So many wonderful, relatable moments like that. We've all left that voicemail.
Yep.
Or gotten that voicemail.
Yep.
I mean, we've all stress eaten a bag of Doritos.
Yep.
Or whatever. I mean, I love the thing about Tim Walz's plaid shirts that Barack Obama said, you know, that wasn't a political consultant. They looked like they've been through some stuff. And
yeah.
Like Glenn Walz is like doubled over in laughter. I mean, just so human.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Karen in Chicago. The most relatable,
yes.
Sweetest human.
The most relatable rack, too.
Right? Yes. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
We just wanted to keep abreast of how you're doing this week, what you're feeling.
Oh, well, I will tell you. So I have Anita on because, of course, she was very excited about her mayor being on. But I just want you to say, I have not been down for any of the things. I want to try and get down there this afternoon to just kind of walk around and check things out, hopefully, at McCormick Place. But I have to say, I mean, everything that you guys are saying is so on point. I was dancing yep. in my kitchen, watching the roll call. It was just, it's joyous, it's jubilant,
yep.
it's
yep.
hopeful, it's full of love. And it's just like, you look at that crowd, that is America. And this is the thing, to all you little butthurt white men that are getting your fifis hurt, if this doesn't apply to you, then we're not talking about you. We are jubilant that we have a big tent and we have what looks like America gathering in not one, but two arenas. And I'm just so excited. I have not felt this good in ages.
Yeah.
And I know Anita, too.
There's so many great lines. You just forget. Like Michelle Obama saying, America, hope is making a comeback.
Right.
Doesn't that sum up what we're feeling?
Mm-hmm. She's gone. Sorry.
Oh, she's gone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she heartbreaks herself?
I guess
what
so.
What is going on?
Whoa.
Stop hitting yourself, Karen. All right.
Whammo.
Seth, you know what? I just brought up Hope.
Yeah.
Seth, the homo of Hope, is on the phone.
Hey, Seth.
Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello, hopiated homos, and salutations to Nomo Sean and Shomo Joe back of the mothership.
Yeah.
My hopometer is at Erectus Maximus. This mm-hmm. is like party music, angels dancing everywhere. This is who we are. We are finally being unapologetic for who we are, what we stand for, what we believe in, because we are America. They are us. You are them. Morning Joe did a great mashup of our roll call compared to their roll call, and
yep.
it was
yeah.
just like, it was amazing. And, you know, like forever, Democrats apologized for our stances while Republicans
yeah.
were so insane and yet so bold. And finally, our gloves are off. We are in
yes.
off
yeah.
to the wall.
I mean, Seth, it's hard to imagine. I was thinking that last night, Chris, that I can't imagine just a normal person, forget your partisan, watching this week compared to that
mm-hmm.
Republican. I just, who wouldn't choose joy and laughter and happiness?
Over anger.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And just, I mean, I just watching Trump speak yesterday, I was like, who is that inspiring?
It's inspiring nobody. And it shows that he hates this country.
Yeah. No, exactly.
He really does.
This is, Democrats are, you know, celebrating America this
Absolutely.
Week. And Republicans keep trashing it.
Yep.
And who does that make feel good? You know, it's
yeah.
just, it's whiny grievance politics.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
And we see you. It's not going to work.
By the way, I love this line. Oh, my God. Vaporizing Donald Trump. Michelle Obama said, most of us won't benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. I mean, it just mm-hmm. one, she landed one punch after another.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yep.
Real quick, Jenny the Giggling Horn in Maryland. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, you know, Steph, one of the reasons I am such a whore is my...
Yes. Whoa. You don't need a reason. It's fine. Just because...
Uh-oh. She dropped.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's take one last one. Kate in Milwaukee. Are you there, Kate?
Kate, I have to restart.
Oh, dear.
We have to restart.
Our phone system has sabotaged us once again.
Well, we're saving money.
We are saving money. People say these microphones work better, so now we have to get these headsets all the time, apparently.
Yes.
So and we, you and I should just go to flight school while we already have these.
You know what? I really like these microphones. They sound amazing.
Could I look like a bigger dork already? Really? Everyone says it sounds better, but... Oh, it's Brooklyn Dad
Defiant! Sit down right there.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to be right back with Brooklyn Dad. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, I didn't even know. Jody Hamilton knew. She's been using Credo Mobile for 11 billion years. They are America's only progressive phone company. They care about our world as much as you do. They have donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, you name it. You get to vote on it. That's what democracy looks like. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company. The nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and great customer service. Switching is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo. And they will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show from the DNC brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans, AmericanFinancing.net/progress. Oh, my God, it's Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
Brooklyn Dad!
Sweet! He has the new book coming out, The Biggest Loser.
Bigliest
Loser. It looks fantastic. I am so excited to see you.
Thank you for having me. This is a dream come true. It's very surreal. I have to pinch myself. Yeah. This is not real. Yeah. This is not real life.
Talk to us, because we only have a little time, but I try to put into words. I've seen your pictures on the floor, and obviously we talk about how the mainstream media, look at this, mainstream media coverage of Dem convention is horrific. That's why you influencers are here.
Yep, exactly.
To talk about what's really going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm experiencing. This is my first time ever at one of these conventions, mm-hmm. and it's insane.
Yeah.
Wild. It feels like a political Disney World. Right?
Good way of putting it.
Because, like, I've been to Disney, and when you go to Disney, like, everybody's, like, happy, and everybody's in a good mood.
Yes.
And, you know,
it's like it's a small world.
That's not to say that everybody is in, like, this unreal bubble where we don't realize that there's actual problems.
Sure.
Like, we're on the verge of potentially, if we don't win this, you know, it could be an ultimate disaster. Everybody's aware of that, but right now we're enjoying this moment, and like, you know, there's an electricity and hopefulness in the air that mm-hmm. I haven't felt even back in 2008.
Yeah.
I don't remember this when Obama was coming through the first time.
Yeah,
you know, so I feel amazing, and
yeah.
like the first night I was like, you know, they had speaker after speaker after speaker, you know, that were just like Jasmine Crockett was amazing.
Oh,
right.
And
AOC.
And Jamie Raskin and freaking AOC.
Yeah.
And
I was like, how are they going to top this?
I was like, can we save somebody for the other 3 days? And then my friend Justin, he was like, dude, the Obamas are speaking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like political porn. You're like, I thought we blew our load on the first night, but I guess not. I guess we know a lot more. But, I mean.
Oh, I was very impressed by how they live streamed last night.
Mm-hmm.
They live streamed the Milwaukee rally.
Yes.
Inside
baller.
The
baller
Chicago
move.
Rally. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at this. I love the Fox Chiron. Kamala Harris, Obama-style tan suit on DNC Night 1, triggering them so hard.
Yeah. That's all they can talk about on Fox News.
I thought of you. President Obama said, I'm feeling hopeful because this convention has always been pretty good to kids with funny names who believe in a country where anything is possible.
Yeah.
I always just call you Brooklyn Dad because I can't pronounce your actual. What's your actual?
My actual name, it's funny you should say that. My actual name is Majid. It's 5 letters, 2 syllables. And it's funny that you say that because people have had trouble with my name my whole life.
Yeah.
And when he says, like, guys with funny names, that's I relate to that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And people were like, when I was growing up, like, can I call you something for short? Like, for short, what? It's 5 letters.
Yeah, 5 letters.
2 syllables.
But that's what seems to not be working, is their usual racist trying to otherize people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just this joyful explosion this week. And I just can't in my heart believe more Americans aren't going to choose this over what we saw, you know, in Milwaukee.
It's hopefulness, and it's what I liked what President Obama was trying to strike a note last night about how at some point we have to figure out a way to coexist,
exactly,
yeah, you know, with the others. And he used,
well, that's
the example
for people better than me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to break. Can you stay right here? Can you,
yeah,
stay right? Oh, thank,
yes,
God. And Malcolm Nance by Zoom. The party's good. The party's starting here on the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
America to sit on their hands and wait to be called. Don't complain if
No one from the campaign has specifically reached out to you to ask you for your support. There is simply no time for that kind of foolishness. You know what you need to do. So, consider this to be your official ask. Michelle Obama is asking you, no, I'm telling y'all, to do something.
Hot mama in this country.
She is.
She went from when they go low, we go high, to hold my shoes and my earrings. I'm going to take a mother effer down. Brooklyn Ted Defiant is still here with us. Offer the upcoming book, The Bigliest Loser. It's a kid's book.
Yes.
And look at Malcolm Nance on Zoom.
Malcolm Nance.
Woohoo. You know, we were saying the security and credentials, it's just so because you were going to be here.
Let's just say that.
There's certain times you can pick up the credentials and you can't get in here until you get them. And it's insane, right?
Yeah.
And you're a spy, so you probably could have gotten in here anyway. But then you'd end up in Gitmo.
I would have smoozed my way in, that's for sure. Once a day. This is great security. I got to tell you another thing. You guys might have not have noticed it. Protesters are actually nowhere near.
I have not seen a single protester. Yeah, I've been walking the streets, taking the trains and everything. I haven't seen anything.
By the way, Malcolm, and also Brooklyn Dad, I keep saying this in hour one, Malcolm, that with all of this excitement, everything going on here, is this latest Trump committing treason news story getting just completely lost in the news cycle? Speaking of protesters, you know, he's apparently trying to influence Netanyahu to not do a ceasefire because it would help Kamala Harris. I mean, Randy Singer said asking a foreign leader to keep a war going, allowing more death, more pain and suffering for human hostages to help his election chances is a new low for Trump that should surprise nobody on earth. I mean, but kind of a big effing deal, right?
Yeah, and the only way that we found out about it, it was sort of slipped by someone from PBS NewsHour. And it's just like as a side comment,
Everyone's
like, wait, what? Donald Trump has been calling Netanyahu. Look, when he came here and went to Mar-a-Lago, that was a coordination meeting. That was Netanyahu. Look, I'm going to be quite frank. You guys know that I understand the Israeli perspective on this war. I understand why it's being fought. I personally think this war could have been won and over 4 months ago.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Give Hamas this victory coming into October 7th, the first anniversary, will be 1 year. One year that they have defied you. And there's only one way to explain that. All right?
I mean,
not trying very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Brooklyn, Dad, talk about that for a minute, because that's the thing everybody's rooting for that's wanted to divide Democrats is the Gaza issue. And, you know, here we've got, as Malcolm said, Netanyahu's a far-right crook like Trump who's trying to stay out of jail. You know, he wants to keep this going to stay out of jail and to get Donald Trump back in office so he can just flatten Gaza.
My tweet today was good morning and happy Wednesday to everyone who agrees that if it's true that Donald Trump is colluding with Netanyahu to prevent a ceasefire, that Merrick Garland needs to get up off his
butt and
indict him immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
for violating the Logan Act. And how is this normal?
How
is this normal when a former president is sticking his nose in the United States business and working against our best interests?
Yeah. Wajahat Ali, by the way, Malcolm Huno said, kind of a big deal. Trump, a private citizen, is reaching out to a foreign leader, in this case Netanyahu, and illegally asking him not to end this disastrous war before the elections because it will help Harris. You know, major headline news type of stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, they're too busy talking about, you know, clutch the pearls. Is Kamala, you know, trolling Trump too hard or whatever it is?
The tan suit.
Yeah. A-level trolling.
It was beautiful.
But Malcolm, just give us your thoughts on this.
It's not the first time he's done it. You guys were all minutes after the 2016 election was called. He was already out there. Jared Kushner was meeting with the Russians, asking for a secret encrypted communications network so that U.S. intelligence wouldn't hear what he and the Russians were talking about. Well, what's his name? Mike Flynn went and met the Russian ambassador and was telling them that the United States is going to do this. Just hold off for another 30 days after our inauguration. All of this is illegal. and for Bibi Netanyahu, people are dying. Palestinians are dying. Israelis are dying. Hostages are dying and being executed.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Now I understand why, you know, Gallant, you know, left the government, because these guys are showing that they are willing to use the entire stability of the Middle East for his own personal purposes.
Yeah, and yeah. God knows what he's
elected and pull him out.
Yeah,
God knows what he's cooking up with Putin. I still keep talking about him saying there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack on American soil before the election. I'm like, what do you know that we don't, right?
Yeah. Right. And if you know something, tell us.
Yeah.
October surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he's
I mean, John Pavlovich said Trump is preventing a ceasefire in Gaza. He is a global cancer. I mean, you know, Malcolm, you talk about that all the time. He is not just a cancer on America. He is, I mean, as was it Barack and Obama saying, the world is watching to see what we're going to do, right?
Yeah. All of this has a knockdown effect. And here's the worst part of this entire discussion. And you guys know I've written about this in at least five books.
Yes.
It's because the people who are on our side, who are decent and dignified and think that the system is running stable as it is, they don't really understand the impact of Project 2025, and their plans requires them, one, to win, and then two, they don't care if they don't win anyway. So that what you're seeing is you're seeing actions that are building in a crescendo where Trump is coordinating on the basis that he's going to rule this country in another 80-some-odd days, and he's got global leaders, Putin, Netanyahu, doing things which are against the interest of the United States, but which is in their personal interest. But they need these things checked, listed, and done before the election. So that the night of the election, we all know what the strategy is going to be. Steve Bannon's strategy of they are going to call the election for themselves that night, result damned.
And let's take a happy moment, though, to remember that Steve Bannon's currently in jail.
Yes.
Does he have to pay quarters to watch the television?
I don't even think he gets TV time.
He's going to be doing a lot more things to get them to change the channel.
Well, Malcolm, you cover the books for adults, and Brooklyn Dad covers the books for kids. This is his first book was fantastic, The Littlest President. This is The Bigliest Loser. Look at these illustrations. This is the best. This is how you raise sexy liberals. Look at this, with the throwing ketchup.
For framing.
Exactly.
Talk to us a little bit about this and the inspiration for doing a follow-up.
I had to do a follow-up, and this one actually, so the first book came out before we knew that Joe Biden was our nominee, and it came out, I was working on it and published it before COVID actually like really, you know, sank into the American psyche and started killing off thousands and thousands of people. And in The Bigliest Loser, I do cover that, and it's important, very important to me, because despite the fact that The Bigliest Loser is a humorous book, it's very funny. It's got a lot of funny pictures in it. But it's this very serious content.
Sure.
I feel like too many Americans are ready to gloss over.
It's Governor Whitmer. Sorry.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
Big
God.
Rich.
We love you so much.
We love you.
We love you so much, Governor Whitmer. Sorry. I'm such a star effer. Such a political nerd.
There are too many Americans who are ready to gloss over the last year of Donald Trump's presidency, the disastrous last year where he totally botched the response to COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
And he can't get away with that.
No.
And giving him a second term would let him get away with totally screwing the country. So that's covered in the book.
Yeah.
The hopefulness is covered in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this was originally supposed to be published in June, but there was something was messing with my brain. I couldn't finish the content. And as soon as Joe passed the torch to Kamala, I was like, bingo, let's go.
Yeah.
It's like the whole country just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you know, I was going to say, this is why you and Brooklyn Dad and like JoJo from Jersey, all our beloveds, This is why I know how effective you are, because the MAGAs are so mean to you guys on social media.
Yes, right.
And, you know, I know somebody tweeted at JoJo after she was at Sexy Liberal, oh, are you going to go hit up the mobile abortion van, ho-ho? I just, but I mean, when you were saying before the break about Barack Obama, as he always does, calling us to our better angels, talk a little bit about that, because it's hard, isn't it? Because I'm like, but they're sort of douchebags, Barack.
Yeah.
So do we have to be?
I thought he made a brilliant analogy talking about how sometimes your grandparents that you love dearly, they say things that are a little bit cringe because they haven't caught up with the times. The times are moving quickly. There are things that are happening. There are political correctnesses that people are not ready to embrace yet. They're just not there yet.
My mother, who just passed at 100, when she saw a picture of me and Frangela, she asked if Francis was Chinese. And I was like, Mom, no, she's African American. Do you know any black people, Mom?
Holy shitty Chinese people.
Yeah, right.
Well, Malcolm, you are a former Republican. You're a service, you know, obviously, so you and your whole family served this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are, you look at the embodiment of like Tim Walz, go, there are ways we can connect as human beings. I mean, Barack Obama always makes me want to be a better person.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you know, the way that they spoke last night on the floor, every few minutes, you know, it was one of these Hallmark guy cry moments.
It's onions. Someone's cutting onions. I'm not crying.
You made the tough spy cry.
Like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe you said that. Excuse me here. I'm not crying.
All right.
Crying.
Someone on social media just called Malcolm the F word for gay man. Okay.
Again? Hey, let me tell you. There's a lot of guys in Soho, London that would wish that were true.
All the ladies at Fleet Week tell me different.
Well, I got to tell you what's really funny about this is that, you know, when I was watching that last night and Doug Emhoff was up there describing his beautiful blended family, and now Kamala became, you know, Mamala. And I'm thinking, good God, we are good people.
Yeah,
we are people of good heart. We are decent, we are kind, we are compassionate, we are caring, and yes, I get a little shouty and use the F-bombs all the time because I'm your spirit animal, you know, but these guys on the other side, I'm sorry, folks, they just weirdos.
Real oh, God,
weirdos.
So weird.
I and love that that's stuck.
Bad
oh,
weird.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, but to your point, Malcolm, about, I mean, so many amazing moments from Michelle Obama, but to your point about racism, I love she said, we cannot indulge our anxieties about whether this country will elect someone like Kamala instead of doing everything we can to get someone like Kamala elected. I mean, those were some of the fears. Remember, Malcolm, when all the fantasy football and, ooh, open convention and whatever, oh, I don't know, black woman, can we, you know, it's like, you know, President Biden, God bless him, you know, it was said, go.
Mm-hmm. Can I speak on Kamala Harris?
Yes, please.
Because I kind of sensed before leading up to Joe stepping aside, passing it to Kamala Harris, I sensed that something was going on. And, you know, there were all these people coming out and saying, oh, he's too old. And, you know, maybe these people are suggesting he step aside. It felt to me like they didn't want Kamala Harris. And so I was kind of relieved. I was relieved that, you know, Joe said, this is who I'm
endorsing. That would have blown
up
the party.
Yeah.
If we stepped over the first sitting black woman vice president, that would have blown up the party.
This took me back to the 2019 K-Hive period, where a lot of people were coming after her with knives, you know, and just describing her as not black. There were these blacks out there, you know, and I was just like, what is she doing here other than merely existing?
They hate
so much. And you're right. There was a cadre of people who might have been in the, you know, not Trump Republican side who were saying, now we have an open convention and we choose someone else. She's already on the ticket. She already got 81 million votes.
Thank you. It wasn't a coup.
It wasn't a coup. How do you have a coup from someone who was actually elected?
And also, she got the delegates, Malcolm. They didn't have to go with her. She got the, it's just she got them in record time.
She's the Harris in Biden Harris.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Oh. All right, wait. Do both of you guys have to leave me? We have to break, but do you
come? I'm good. Can you hang out for one more segment?
Sweet. Yeah. Oh, I hate it when all the handsome men leave. Okay. We'll be back with Malcolm Nance and Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Squee!
Squee!
Oh, I feel like a sexy Oreo.
Oh, God.
What, I'm not? 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. You can't have Malcolm Nance on call all the time to secure your home.
That's right.
So while Chris and I are gone, we have Simply Safe guarding, right? Simply Safe Home Security, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door with exclusive live guard technology. Agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home. Oh, I got to record Shouty McShoutface so he can be the voice of my...
That's right, yeah. of your Simply Safe.
Warning them that police are on the way. Yeah, that's
it.
Malcolm Nance is the you find out part of the F around. Yeah. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day, keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in.
Nope.
It's no wonder they've been named best home security system in the U.S. of A. by U.S. News and World Report.
That's right.
5 years running.
I've heard.
Stuck my hand right in your face. You're
that's
right next
right.
to me. 5 years running. Join countless listeners like Chris and I who found peace of mind. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was. recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Season's greetings from me, Gordy Young, from John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. You know, for me, nothing says happy holidays like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hope you enjoy the festivities of this special time of year, too.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Yes, Chris Lavoie has not atrophied
no.
a minute because we packed his protein.
I brought my protein
you
with
cannot,
me.
You cannot.
Use the gym?
Right.
Yes.
What a surprise, really? Just the first thing Chris does, Sean and Jody, is find out where the gym is.
Absolutely.
And it's like the hotel gym is usually not good enough. But my point is, he brought his Power Life High Impact Protein. I'm telling you, Tony Horton, the P90X guy, he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. So you could eat, I know you won't go a day without a gym, but I'm just saying.
If I chose to,
right.
I could.
It's available in whey
right.
or plant protein mixed with your favorite beverage. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. I mean, make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness, save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. That is mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour, Brooklyn Dad Defiant and Malcolm Nance
Woo-hoo!
Are still here with us. Olivia Troy standing right there.
Right
she's
there.
Coming up next. This is like political nerd fest. Did I just scream at the top of my lungs, Governor Whitmer?
Yes, we all did. We did.
Good Lord.
How can you not? How
yeah.
You
but,
not?
I mean, it really is exciting. And by the way, Malcolm, my life was... Barack Obama made a D-joke. You know he did. He did this with his hands.
Uh-huh.
When he
oh, yeah!
Donald Trump's obsession with crowd size. I'm like, oh, my God, now the DNC has D-jokes. These are my people.
Still a little too wide.
Yeah, still a little too wide, he
and
said.
Tiny Cheeto yeah. size would be better. I mean, Malcolm, you wore your voting is my black job T-shirt at New York 60 Liberal, and everybody went crazy. But that was the line of the night from Michelle Obama, wasn't it? It's like you Trump might find out, you know, that one of those black jobs is the one he's trying to get.
Yeah, he's lucky a black person's taking it. There might be a Mexican coming next.
You're right.
That'll really blow his mind.
Yeah, it is. But we were just saying, it is amazing how she's triggering them. And just baller move, as I keep saying, right? Like you said, to go to Milwaukee where he got and got packed two arenas in two different cities, 80 minutes apart.
Yeah. And just before we get off Michelle Obama, she stole the show.
She was amazing.
She stole the show last night. And at one point, when she was reliving that, recounting that whole harassment that she and Barack Obama had to endure from Donald Trump, at one point, I felt my body stand up and scream out, "Tell it!" I mean, I was feeling everything that she said. There was so much anger inside of me that I suppressed because that harassment was uncalled for. It was the most beautiful family you could ever possibly see.
Yeah.
You know, and they were just... Every time Michelle Obama's trending, Michael Obama's trending.
She was like, when they go high, oh, F it. I'm going after this MF-er. Yeah. The book is The Bigliest Loser. Malcolm Nance, get your credentials so I can give you a great big hug.
Yes, we want to see you in person.
Later.
All right.
All right.
All right. Olivia Troy joins us next right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating this morning's truck attack in New Orleans as an act of terror.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, killing at least 10 people. He was shooting at police, injuring 2 officers. They were among a total of 35 injured. The suspect has not been identified, but was shot and killed. Authorities now say improvised explosive devices were determined to be viable.
Right now, police are scanning the French Quarter using drones, cameras, and other technology to see if there are any additional possible devices. The ones they have found are currently being destroyed.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Sources briefed on the conversation say there have been discussions about possibly postponing tonight's Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. This is ABC News.